Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma to take care of my diabetes and my blood pressure, etc., etc., and those big pharma products did absolutely nothing to help me at all. Total waste of time. So I have tried and have been using the longevity products that are advertised on DIY Health here on EFR, and the results are rather spectacular. My blood pressure is way down in the normal range. My blood sugar is way down in the normal range. My energy level is up, and basically I really feel good. If you would like to try these products, you can contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's area code 901-553-6900. Okay, that stuff really works, and I'm very pleased. And I don't easily endorse things. Give Patrick a call and tell him what's going on, and he can help you out. See you later. May Yahweh bless and keep you.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. Show's word for word, I'm Pastor Steve. This is show number 438. We're in the book of Acts. We're going to be doing chapters 3 and 4 today. There are some notes, and you're going to probably want to write them down, so if you would get your writing materials ready. This is about Peter and John going up to the temple. There's a lame guy there, and they're going to basically heal him, and it's get complaints, of course, from the Pharisees. They're not going to like that. Ain't that a shame? So let's get into chapter 3 here, verse 1. And Kepha, that's Peter, and Yohanan, that's John, we're going up to the set-apart place at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour. Verse 2. And a certain man, lame from his birth, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the set-apart place, which is called Yaffa. And that means beautiful or lovely, okay, in Hebrew. To ask alms from those entering into the set-apart place. He was a beggar, okay? He had nothing else that he could do, couldn't walk. Verse 3. Who, seeing Kepha and Yochanan about to go into the set-apart place, asked for alms. Verse 4. And Kepha, with Yochanan looking steadfastly at him, said, "Look at us." And he gave heed to them, expecting to receive whatever from them. He was paying attention, and he thought he was going to get some money. Verse 6. Now listen to this. But Kepha said, "I do not have silver and gold, but what I do possess, this I give you. In the name of Yahshua, Messiah of Nazareth, rise up and walk." Verse 7. And taking him by the right hand, he lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones were made firm. Verse 8. And leaping up, he stood and walked and went in with them into the set-apart place, walking and leaping and praising Elohim. Verse 9, and all the people saw him walking and praising Elohim. Verse 10, and they recognized him, that it was he who sat begging alms at the lovely gate of the set-apart place. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what befell him. Verse 11. And the lame man who was healed was clinging to Kepha and Elkanah, and all the people ran together to them in the porch, which is called Shlomo's, greatly amazed. That's Solomon's porch that used to be on the side of the temple. Verse 12. And seeing it, Kepha responded to the people, "Men of Israel, why do you marvel at this, or why look so intently at us, as though by our own power or reverence we have made him walk?" In other words, we didn't do this. Verse 13. And you can reference Exodus chapter 3, verses 6, 13, and 15. That's Exodus 3, 6, 13, and 15. This is verse 13. The Elohim of Abraham and of Yitzchak and of Yaakov, the Elohim of our fathers, esteemed his servant Yahshua, whom you delivered up and denied in the presence of Pilate when he had decided to release him. Verse 14. And for verse 14, reference Matthew 27, verses 15 through 23. Matthew 27, verses 15 through 23, Mark chapter 15, verses 6 through 14, that's Mark 15, 6 through 14, Luke chapter 23, verses 13 through 23, that's Luke 23, 13 through 23, and the book of John, chapter 19, verses 12 through 15. That's John 19, 12 through 15. This is for verse 14. But you denied the set apart and righteous one, and asked that a man, a murderer, be granted you. verse 15. But you killed the Prince of Life, whom Elohim raised from the dead, of which we are witnesses. Verse 16. And by the belief in his name, this one whom you see and know, his name made strong, and the belief which comes through him has given him this perfect healing before all of you. Now, he said the belief in his name, and that is Yahshua. That's not Jesus. It's not Lord. It's not Master. It's Yahshua, which means Yah is salvation. That was his name. And any other name that is used, oh, I'm more comfortable with Jesus. Wrong name. His name was not Jesus. You have been taught error, and if you are using that name, you are repeating the error that you were taught. It's time to become educated, brothers and sisters, and stop saying Jesus and start saying Yahshua. You now know you have no excuse for continuing in error. His name was Yahshua. Yah is salvation. And anything else is wrong. I'm going to say that right now. Well, I've been using it all my life. I don't care. I don't care what you've been doing all your life. Time to change. Time to get into what is correct instead of the error that you have been taught. Okay? We're going to do a big series of shows on that. Brother Hebert's done shows on the name. And it is time that the Israelites start being Israelites, regardless of what country they live in, regardless of what native language they are speaking now. It's time to use the Hebrew name for the Messiah. The Hebrew name is Yahshua and nothing else. Verse 17. And now, brothers, I know that you did it in ignorance, as your rulers did too. Because they were played by the Talmudists. They were set up for that. Verse 18. But this is how Elohim has filled what he has announced beforehand through the mouth of all the prophets, that his Messiah was to suffer. Verse 19. Repent, therefore, and turn back for the blotting out of your sins, in order that times of refreshing might come from the presence of the Master. Verse 20. And that he sends Yahshua Messiah pre-appointed for you. Verse 21. Whom heaven needs to receive until the times of restoration of all, of which Elohim spoke through the mouth of all his set apart prophets since of old. All the Old Testament prophets told of this coming. Okay. Verse 22 and 23. You can reference Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 15 through 19. Deuteronomy 18, verses 15 through 19. Verse 22, for Moshe truly said to the fathers, Yahweh your Elohim shall raise up for you a prophet like me from your brothers. Him you shall hear according to all whatever he says to you. Verse 23, and it shall be that every being who does not hear that prophet shall be utterly destroyed from among the people. That's the second death. You'll die in this world and then be destroyed in judgment in the next. And you will end. Verse 24. And likewise, all the prophets who have spoken from Shemuel, that's Samuel, and those following have also announced these days. Verse 25. And you can reference Genesis. Chapter 12, verse 3, chapter 22, verse 18, and chapter 26, verse 4. That's Genesis, Bereshith, okay, in the beginning. 12:3, 22:18, and 26:4. Verse 25 here. You are the sons of the prophets and of the covenant which Elohim made with our fathers, saying to Abraham, and in your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. That's all the Israelite nations. And if everybody followed the rules of Scripture, all nations would be blessed. Even if they were not Israel nations, they would get a blessing. Verse 26. To you first, this is to the Israelites, he's speaking to Israel here. To you first, Elohim, having raised up his servant Yeshua, sent him to bless you in turning away each one of you from your wicked ways. Now that ends chapter 3 of the book of Acts. Okay, that's the end of chapter 3. Now we're going to get into chapter 4. And there's a lot more notes in chapter 4. Chapter 3 went fairly quickly. We'll see how far we get in chapter 4 today. That is 37 verses. We might get 4 and 5 in today. I'm not going to rush it and try to do that, but let's see what we've got here. Verse 1 of chapter 4 of the book of Acts. And as they were speaking to the people, okay, to the people, the priests and the captain of the set-apart place and the Sadducees came upon them. Now, I told you they were not gonna like what the disciples were saying. They just, you know, they're the enemies. These are the Talmudists and the people in power. They're anti. All right, let's just get that straight. Right now, they are against what Yeshua taught, and they were the ones that instigated his temporary demise. Okay. Now, verse 2, being annoyed because they taught the people, they were, and announced the resurrection from the dead in Yeshua. They didn't like that. They don't like it today. Verse 3. And they arrested them and put them in jail until the next day, for it was already evening. Verse 4. And this is what they really hate, okay? But many of those who had heard the word believed, and the number of the men became about 5,000. The word went out. Verse 5. And it came to be on the next day that their rulers and elders and scribes assembled in Jerusalem, as well as Hanan the high priest, and Caiapha, and Yochanan, and Alexander, and as many as were of high priestly descent. Verse 7. And having placed them in the middle, they had them all surrounded, they had them in the middle, it was a big, like a trial. They asked, by what power or in what name did you do this? Look out. Verse 8. Then Kepha, filled with the set-apart spirit, said to them, rulers of the people and elders of Israel. Verse 9. If today we are called to account for a good deed toward a sick man by whom he has been healed, let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that in the name of Yeshua, Messiah of Nazareth, whom you impaled, whom Elohim raised from the dead, by him this one stands before you healthy. By him, by that name, Yeshua, not Jesus. By him, this one stands before you healthy. Verse 11. And you can reference Psalm 118, verse 22. That's Psalm 118, 22, verse 11. This is the stone which was rejected by you builders, which has become the chief cornerstone to build the kingdom. That's the foundation stone. That's the start. Verse 12. And there is no deliverance in anyone else, for there is no other name. There is no other name under the heaven given among men by which we need to be saved. Now that's Yeshua. That's not Jesus or any other name that you come up with. It says it right here in the scripture. If you're going to dispute, oh, we can call him what we want. Well, then call him what you want. Call him Santa Claus. I don't care what you call him. I'm sick and tired of the whiners and the criers and the people that are trying to deceive and pollute and pervert and change the name. The name is Yeshua. Deal with it. Verse 13. And seeing the boldness of Kepha and Yochanan, and perceiving that they were unlearned and ordinary men, they marveled, and they recognized that they had been with Yeshua. And for verse 13, you can reference 4th Maccabees, chapter 10, verse 5. 4th Maccabees 10, verse 5. Verse 14. And seeing the man who had been healed standing with them, they could not contradict it. They could not contradict it. And boy, that frosted their cookies. They didn't like that. They couldn't refute it. There he was, the guy that was lame from birth, standing there, standing on both feet, walking, and they couldn't do anything about it. It just, oh, they were livid, I'm sure. The Talmudists, okay, they could not contradict it. Verse 15. But when they had commanded them to go outside, out of the council, they consulted with one another. Verse 16, saying, what shall we do to these men? For indeed, that an outstanding miracle has been done through them is apparent to all those dwelling in Jerusalem, and we are unable to deny it. We are unable to deny it. Verse 17. Listen to this, see if it doesn't apply to today. But in order that it spreads no further among the people, let us strongly threaten them to speak no more to anyone in this name. Okay, the name of Yahshua, Yahweh, is salvation, not Jesus. They weren't speaking in the name of Jesus. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor to teach in the name of Yahshua. Verse 18. You want to say, don't use that name, you call him Jesus? Call him Rumpelstiltskin or Santa Claus. But don't tell me not to use the name Yeshua. That's the name the believers use. The real believers, the people that are of the remnant. Now, that'll anger some of the people out there. Well, Jesus has always been good enough. Well, I don't care anymore. I'm sick and tired of it. I don't care. I don't care what you call him in English. It's not an English name. It's a Hebrew name. And it's time that the brethren learn to use the Hebrew name of the Messiah. It's Yeshua. And if you're not interested in learning that, then turn it off. Don't listen to my show anymore. You're not getting anything out of it. You're ignoring what I say. You're not paying attention. You're wasting your time and mine. And that's how I feel about it. I'm really getting sick of these people that are trying to deceive and disperse and pervert. Got far too many of them in Christian Identity Today. Verse 19. But Kepha and Yochanan, answering them, said, whether it is right in the sight of Elohim to listen to you more than to Elohim, you judge. Who are we going to obey, God or you? Verse 20. For it is impossible for us not to speak of what we saw and heard. Verse 21. And having threatened them further, they released them, finding no way of punishing them because of the people, because they were all praising Elohim for what it had been done. Verse 22. For the man was over 40 years old on whom this miracle of healing had been done. He hadn't been able to walk for 40 years. And all of a sudden, in the name of Yeshua, he was commanded to walk. And he walked. Boy, that, like I said, it frosted their cookies. I love it. Verse 23, and having been released, they went to their own and reported all that the chief priests and elders said to them. Verse 24, and for verse 24, you can reference Psalm 146, verse 6. Psalm 146, verse 6. Exodus 20, verse 11. Exodus chapter 20, verse 11. And Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 6. Nehemiah verse 6 of chapter 9. Verse 24 here. And having heard that, they lifted up their voice to Elohim with one mind and said, Yahweh, you are Elohim who made the heaven and the earth and the sea and all that is in them. Verse 25 and 26. You can reference Psalm 2, verses 1 and 2. Psalm 2, verses 1 and 2 for verses 25 and 26. Continuing on. Who, by the mouth of your servant Dawud, have said, why did the nations rage and the people plot in vain? Verse 26. The sovereigns of the earth stood up and the rulers were gathered together against Yahweh and against his Messiah. Psalm 2, verse 1 and 2. Verse 27. Here's verse 27. Next verse. Reference Matthew 27, verses 1 and 2. That's Matthew 27, verses 1 and 2. Mark chapter 15, verse 1. Mark 15, 1. Luke chapter 23, that's Luke 23, verse 1 and verse 7 through 11. Verse 1, 7 through 11. John chapter 18, verses 28 and 29. That's John 18, verses 28 and 29, verse 27. For truly in this city there were gathered together against your set apart servant Yeshua, whom you anointed, both Herodias and Pontius Pilate, with the nations and the people of Israel. Verse 28, to do whatever your hand and your purpose decided before to be done. He's talking about Yahweh, okay? Verse 29, and now, Yahweh, look on their threats and give to your servants all boldness to speak your word. Give to your servants all boldness to speak your word. Verse 30, by stretching out your hand for healing and signs and wonders to take place through the name of your set-apart servant, Yahshua. Not Jesus, Yahshua. We need to have that boldness today, and they want to threaten us today, and they want to lock us up for telling the truth and for speaking the word. They want to kill us. They want to end our lives for teaching the gospel. It has not changed. These evil ones are evil then. These evil ones are evil now. And they will be evil until they are burned as tares when the wrath of Yahweh comes down. Verse 31. And when they had prayed, the place where they came together was shaken. And they were all filled with the set-apart spirit, and they spoke the word of Elohim with boldness. Verse 32. And the group of those who believed were of one heart and one being. And no one claimed that any of his possessions was his own, but they had all in common. And you can reference for verse 32, Acts chapter 2, verses 44 and 45. That's Acts 2, 44 and 45. Verse 33. Now, emissaries are the disciples, okay? The chosen ones. Verse 33, and with great power the emissaries gave witness to the resurrection of the Master Yeshua, and great favor was upon them all. That's blessings, okay? Great blessings. Verse 34, for there was not anyone needy among them, for all who were possessors of lands or houses sold them and brought the prices of what was sold. Verse 35, and laid them at the feet of the emissaries, and they distributed to each as anyone had need. They took care of fellow Israelites. They didn't send to non-Israelites. They took care of each other in the remnant. And that's what needs to be done today. I know I have been blessed. A lot of my brothers and sisters have blessed me because they know what I'm doing here. They listen and they pay attention. I don't beg for money. Never hear me ask for money. I don't have to. Yahweh sends it my way. I have what I need. I'm not rich. Yahweh's not making me rich. I don't care about being rich. I got a roof over my head. I got clothes to wear. I got a place to sleep. I've got food. I'm getting ready to go to the Feast of Tabernacles. I mean, what more does an Israelite need? Verse 36 of chapter 4. And Yosef, who was also called Barnabas by the emissaries, which means son of encouragement. It's Bar, that's son of, Naba, encouragement. A Levite, he was a Levite, a native of Cyprus, having land, sold it, and brought the money and laid it at the feet of the emissaries. He was a Levite. Okay? Of the tribe of Levi. Okay, got about a little less than 20 minutes. I'm going to go into part of chapter 5. I don't think I'll be able to get through all of it, but I'm going to get started on it, and I'll find a good place to quit, or maybe I'll get the whole thing. I don't know. Got 20 minutes, and there are 42 verses. Verse 1 of chapter 5. But a certain man named Chananiah, with Shaphira his wife, sold a possession. Verse 2. And he kept back from the price, his wife also being aware of it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the feet of the emissaries. Verse 3. He didn't give it all like everybody else. Verse 3, but Kepha said, that's Peter, Chananiah, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the set apart spirit and keep back from the price of the land for yourself? Verse 4, while it remained, did it not remain your own? And after it was sold, was it not in your authority? Why have you conceived this deed in your heart? You have not lied to men, but to Elohim. In other words, you've lied to God. You're being stingy. You're keeping. Well, you're going to say, if you're going to do that, say, look, I'm going to sell my stuff and I'm going to give part of it to you, but I'm going to keep the rest for me. That would have avoided what's going to come on here. He didn't do that. He says, here's all. Well, that's a lie. He didn't need to lie. Verse 5, and you can reference the book of Susanna, verse 55. The book of Susanna, that's in your Apocrypha, verse 55. Then Chananiah, hearing these words, fell down and breathed his last. And great fear came upon all those who heard of this. Verse 6, in other words, he dropped dead. Okay, right there. But the young man arose and wrapped him up and carried him out and buried him. Verse 7. And it came to be about 3 hours later that his wife came in, not knowing what had taken to place. Verse 8. And Kepha responded to her, say to me whether you sold the land for so much. And she said, yes, for so much. Verse 9, so Kepha said to her, why have you agreed to try the spirit of Yahweh? To test the spirit by lying. Look, the feet of those who have buried your husband are at the door, and they shall carry you out. Verse 10, And immediately she fell down at his feet and breathed her last. She dropped dead too. Okay? And the young men came in and found her dead, and carrying her out, they buried her beside her husband. Verse 11, and great fear came upon all the assembly and upon all who heard of this. Verse 12, and through the hands of the emissaries, many signs and wonders were done among the people, and they were all with one mind in Shlomo's porch, the porch of Solomon. Verse 13, but of the rest, no one had the courage to join them. However, the people made much of them. Verse 14, and more believers were added to the master, large numbers of both men and women. Verse 15, so that they brought the sick out into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Kepha passing by might fall on some of them. Verse 16. A large number also gathered from the surrounding cities to Jerusalem, bringing sick ones and those who were troubled by unclean spirits, and they were all healed. Verse 17. But the high priest rose up, and all those with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and they were filled with jealousy. Verse 18. And seized the emissaries and put them in the public jail. Now, a messenger of Yahweh is what you would call an angel, okay? That's anglicized, it is a divine messenger of Yahweh. Verse 19, but a messenger of Yahweh opened the prison doors at night and brought them out and said, verse 20, go and stand in the set apart place and speak to the people all the words of this life. Tell all about the life of Yeshua. Verse 21. Now when they heard, they went into the set-apart place early in the morning and were teaching. But the high priest and those with him came and called the council together, with all the elders of the children of Israel, and sent to the prison for them to be brought. Verse 22. And again, this is going to tear them up. But having come, the officers did not find them in the prison, and they went back and reported it. Verse 23, saying, we found the prison shut in all safety and the watches standing outside before the doors, but having opened them, we found no one inside. Verse 24. And as the high priest and the captain of the set-apart place and the chief priests heard these words, they were puzzled and wondered what this might be. Verse 25, but one came and reported to them, saying, look, the men who you put in prison are standing in the set-apart place and teaching the people. Oh, boy. Verse 26, then the captain went with the officers and brought them, not with force, for they feared the people, lest they should be stoned. Verse 27. And having brought them, they set them before the council, and the high priest asked them. Verse 28. You can reference Matthew chapter 27, verse 25. Matthew 27, 25. Verse 28, saying, did we not strictly command you not to teach in this name? And look, you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and intend to bring the blood of this man upon us. Verse 29. And Kepha and the other emissaries answering said, we have to obey Elohim rather than men. Verse 30, reference Exodus 3, verse 15. Exodus 3, 15. The Elohim of our fathers raised up Yahshua, whom you laid hands on, hanging him on a timber. Reference Deuteronomy 21, verses 22 and 23. Deuteronomy 21, verses 22 and 23. Verse 31. Him a prince and a savior, Elohim has exalted to his right hand. Reference Psalm 110, verse 1. Psalm 110, verse 1. To give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. Verse 32. Okay. Reference 1 John chapter 3, verse 24. 1 John 3, 24. Verse 32. And we are his witnesses to these matters. And so also is the set apart spirit whom Elohim has given to those who obey him. Given to those who obey him, not just to everybody, to those who obey him. Verse 33, and those hearing were cut, and it says to the heart, in italics, and took counsel to kill them. They wanted to kill them like they killed Yahshua. They didn't have any other avenue. I mean, it, you know. Verse 34. But a certain one in the council stood up, Pharisee named Gamaliel, a teacher of the Torah, respected by all the people, and ordered them to put the emissaries outside for a little while. Verse 35. And said to them, men of Israel, take heed to yourself what you intend to do to these men. Verse 36. For before these days, Todah rose up, claiming to be somebody. A number of men, about 400, did join him. He was slain, and all who obeyed him were dispersed and came to naught. Verse 37. After him, Yehuda of Galil rose up in the days of the census, and drew away many people after him. He also perished, and all who obeyed him were scattered. Verse 38, and now I say to you, stay away from these men and leave them alone, because if this plan or this work is of men, it shall be overthrown. Verse 39, reference 2 Maccabees chapter 7, verse 19. 2 Maccabees 7, verse 19. But if it is of Elohim, you are unable to overthrow it, lest you even be found to fight against Elohim. Verse 40. And they heeded his advice, and having called for the emissaries, beating them. They had no cause to beat them, but they did anyway. They commanded that they should not speak in the name of Yeshua and let them go. Verse 41. Then indeed they went rejoicing from the presence of the council, because they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. Verse 42, and daily in the set apart place, that's the temple, and in every house, they did not cease teaching and bringing the good news. They did not cease teaching and bringing the good news. That's the gospel. Yeshua, the Messiah. And that ends chapter 5. Well, we got 3 in today. And that's good. They taught in the name of Yeshua. They did not teach in the name of Jesus. So, if you are a believer and you're part of the remnant, get this Jesus business out of your mind and start using the right name. Okay? Well, that ends it for today. We're gonna start with chapter 6 on the next show. Okay? And may Yahweh bless and keep you, and thank you for listening. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. You are listening to EuroFolkRadio.com. We are privileged to bring you the Christian identity message to the dispersed people of true Israel, wherever they might be. We also bring you news and current events, health information, political commentary, and a little humor thrown in. We are glad that you could join us, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.